This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's welcome in Eric Semmel. A good buddy. Sorry, I'm not with you today. Eric, Tab Computers, of course, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here on WTIC. What's going on?
Hey, not too much, Brian. What's going on with you?
I'm hanging. I'm in parts unknown. My dog pestering me to go outside. And we're all good. You got a couple of really interesting stories here for me, and I might go out of order.
Sure.
We'll start with the hackers.
They
don't always just steal info to steal your money.
No, you've always asked. I mean, we talk about breaches all the time, and you've always been kind of like, what does it matter? What does it matter? Well, it looks like they've shut down a site called Cracked.io. And basically, these hackers are going after women's login. They were going after women's logins to like stalk them and sexually harass them. Hackers will go after you for all sorts of reasons. And the sad part about this is the scariest thing, is there is 5 million users of this, hacker site. So you're walking down the street, you can look to your right or your left, and there could be a hacker right next to you. And you just think he's a regular guy or gal. So this is a big problem, and these sites are big money. And who knows what they're going after as far as, whether they're going to trick you into buying Bitcoin or who knows what they're going to do. There's plenty of these tools out there for these bad guys.
So I'm not a hacker, nor do I aspire to be. But like, are these sites that are easy to find? Like, if people want to be involved, like, are they sort of like dark webby, hard to find?
They're not hard to find. The dark web is just a place that houses websites. It's just a website. We call it the dark web because it's the bad sites, right? Anybody can go and find this stuff, and that's the other issue. They used to call them script kiddies. These folks are just out there. They decide that they're going to use these tools and do whatever nefarious work they're going to do. So it's very readily available. So every breach that occurs is yet another gathering of information sold to sites like this. So hackers of all types, whether they be really sophisticated or just basic beginners, can go after you specifically.
We're talking with Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Of course, you can listen to him every Saturday morning, 9 to 11, on Computer Talk with Tab. I want to skip to the robot food delivery thing because there must be a piece that I'm missing because I don't understand how it's even more convenient. These are just these little contraptions that are on wheels. So they can't open doors. They can't they can't go upstairs or whatever. Like, it just seems like it seems so gimmicky. It doesn't – I mean, am I missing something?
No, you're not. I thought it was pretty funny, too. AV Ride, Grubhub is bringing these robots to Ohio State University. And all I could just picture was just a bunch of, you know, munchy driven college kids looking for someone to deliver some warm, you know, chocolate chip cookies via a robot. And it does seem like a weird solution to a non-problem, but look how lazy we've gotten in that we can't even find college kids to deliver food to college kids. We have to find robots to do it. And just imagine the expense and the management and maintenance of these things. And you got to imagine these robots are not going to get from point A to point B without any kind of interference from people on college campuses. So I just found it funny that they're doing it, but there's obviously Grubhub's got a ton of money and they want to try to do it without humans. So it's where we are. That's where we are right now, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind some of the, you know, there's a lot of drone stuff that eventually makes a lot of sense, but like you put a pizza on this thing and it drives down the road. I mean, it's just, and they're small. It just doesn't, logistically, it doesn't make sense. It seems like it'll actually have humans have to be involved anyway. So it's just dumb.
Right.
But maybe I'm missing something. Listen, yeah, Garmin smartwatches. What's that? You call me dumb?
Who knows, Ryan? You're right. You're not dumb.
Garmin smartwatches, they're supposed to be with some of the best. I know they make some of the best GPS and fitness stuff on the market. So what happened?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
They did an update, and just like CrowdStrike, they bricked their watches. So you end up with just a bracelet and a nice plastic bracelet. It happened to Samsung as well. This is the issue with IT and updates, right? We're kind of darned if we do, darned if we don't. And we have to do updates to make sure the system is better, faster, stronger. And then, of course, if you don't test your updates, what happens here is you get a brick and you brick your product. So this is the risk that happens, and it's amazing that companies like Garmin are having these types of problems. Like, you didn't try the update on one of them first before you sent it out to your customers. And same thing in CrowdStrike. Why did you not update it first on test systems before you sent it out into the wild? It's a problem with IT. It's a problem with technology, and everyone assumes it's going to work, and then you end up with a nice, expensive plastic bracelet.
Yeah. I can't believe they don't test that stuff before it goes out. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable. These are technology companies. Eric Semmel, Tap Computers, again, Tech Tuesday. Every Tuesday, schedule permitting at 8:20, we talk about this stuff. Artificial intelligence, you know, this Google ad, I mean, I find this interesting. Yeah. It's all product of, like, it can only do what it can access for information, but I didn't really understand because I watched the ad. I didn't see the GUDA factoid, though. I kind of missed it. So just explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Google's spending some Super Bowl money, right, on a series of ads. Oh, can I even say that word on the air? To have ads during the big game. And basically, it has to do with Gemini and their AI and how it's saying you can go ahead and use Gemini to go ahead and create textual paragraphs on products and what have you. And, of course, it's saying that Gouda accounts for 50 to 60% of the world's cheese consumption. And the thing about AI is, and the funny thing I found out about this was that the folks at Google say, well, they get their data from the internet. And that's the whole point of how crazy this is. We always would lie, hey, if it's on the internet, it must be true, right, Brian? So now you have artificial intelligence just searching the internet and giving you feedback of false information. Gouda does not necessarily, according to certain sites, it might, but according to other sites, it doesn't make 50 to 60% of the world's cheese consumption. So is AI that smart, or is it just regurgitating the junk we put on the internet? According to Google, that's exactly what it's doing. And it's like, oh, great. Thanks, Google. Yeah. We appreciate that. We want real information.
We know how you feel about artificial intelligence. We know how you
feel. I'm looking forward to it. We don't have a lot of actual intelligence, so I think artificial intelligence will be nice, but someday.
Now VPNs, they can become even more private.
This is an interesting thing. VPNs, there's plenty of sites. We talked about this, like on gambling sites or the porn sites and these things that are trying to prevent folks from accessing it that shouldn't. And of course, whole countries don't want you to access information. And if they see you're running a VPN, they can just deny your access because they know you're not coming from where you say you're coming from. Well, NordVPN is coming out with a way to obfuscate that they are a VPN. So they can make their traffic look like regular traffic. Now, this is bad news, again, for folks who want to prevent people to access things they're not supposed to access. But it's great news if you happen to be in one of these, you know, totalitarian governments that keep their people in the dark all the time. So if we can come up with technologies that allow for this, it's probably a good thing. And it's going to be, again, harder and harder for governments to censor their people, which is, as far as I'm concerned, a good thing. So it's neat technology.
Yeah, you got to talk to you every week to keep up with it. Eric, thanks so much, as always, my friend.
My pleasure, Brian. Nice talking to you.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, every Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.